And we're back. I'm talking this morning with Corey Summers. She is one of the co-founders of the Clover Room over in Jericho and the Edison neighborhood. We've talked a little bit about Clover Room as a listening room, talked a little bit about your background and kind of how this came to be this part of your musical journey. Can we talk a little bit about who you book in the space?
Sure. So right now I'm mostly doing all of the booking, and we have had no shortage of artists reaching out. So we're not even to the point yet where Michelle and I are looking forward to the time where we can sit together and say, who do we want to invite to perform in this space?
Oh, wow.
We haven't had time to do that. And right now I usually get like 3 to 4 artists per day emailing me saying like, hey, we're on tour or we're looking for a show or we're looking for these dates to fill. So there's been no shortage of artists somehow hearing about this space and reaching out to us and saying, can we book a show? So we are, our mission right now is to focus on female artists, BIPOC artists, and members of the LGBTQ community.
Okay.
Our goal is it's open, creative, you know, creatives for everybody. We're not leaving anyone out, but this is a time where we need to focus on who has been omitted for so long.
True.
We don't say no to anybody, but it has to fit our space and our feel too. We've had some like super punk rock grunge bands reach out and I'm like, you're just too loud and it's not the right fit. Maybe you should reach out to Bells or to Old Dog. You know, we kind of send them somewhere else.
Yeah.
And we tell them that, like, hey, I don't know if you know, but this, our venue only seats 55 people and we don't mic drums. So,
so.
This is not going to be the place for you. And they're usually, you know, they're like, oh, thanks for letting us know. Like, some people don't know. And a lot of people do. They've checked it out and they're like, oh, this venue looks like it's the place we want to be at. Want an intimate space. A lot of singer-songwriters.
Mm-hmm.
We have a jazz series through the Edison Jazz Fest that happens twice a month. And we really like across the board all kinds of genres. We've had a string quartet, we've got jazz trios, rap, R&B, folk, bluegrass, Irish.
Yeah.
Everything except for the hardcore rock and roll punk throwdown.
Right, kind of right. Music, so. No mosh pits?
Yeah, no mosh pits. Mm-mm.
Okay. I'll have to take that to Bells, right?
Totally.
I'm sure they'll be happy about that. Okay. So what do you have coming up?
Because
I looked at the website and there's like something going on every single night, it feels like.
Yeah, we've been averaging about 15 to 20 events a month. Luckily, although I do most of the booking, we do have some partners that we've been partnering with. So Edison Jazz Fest, since we're partnering with them, Josiah Dunoyer, who runs that, he books the artists for that event.
Gotcha.
I just know that the room is being used that night, and I help with ticketing and getting stuff up on our website, but he books the artists, which is awesome.
That's cool.
We work with Jennifer Hudson-Prenkert from Sounds of the Zoo. She takes a couple nights out of the month. Same kind of thing. You know, she sets up the artists and works on that, which is great. And then we have another partner, Angie Jackson, who is the traveling elixir fixer. And she does workshops not only for like non-alcoholic drinks and apothecary stuff, but she has a Wise Women series where she brings in different women in the community to talk about different topics. Like we had a death doula in there last week.
Oh,
and
wow.
We're doing stuff around gardening, different herbal remedies. I think we're going to have someone come in and, you know, talk more like aging and menopause and different stuff. And so just different. She has a workshop every week in the Clover Room.
Wow.
Which has been awesome.
So more than just music then?
Yeah, more than just music. Yeah, definitely. We've had some poetry readings. What else? We did have a dancer on one show who came out and performed with Selkie. That was amazing. So we now have a small dance board in storage for future dancers.
For future dancers, okay.
But what's coming up, like in late March, we have experimental music coming. So from Wisconsin, it's called Cathedral Becomes Tomb, and Kaylee Conway out of Wisconsin are coming over here to do experimental. He's a composer. I can't remember where he teaches at, out of university in Wisconsin.
Okay.
but he does compositions with his bass, a lot of looping in different tracks, and his music is his experience with dealing with chronic depression and anxiety.
Okay.
And talking through that and working through that, and I think that's going to be a really interesting show. And then Kaylee does more singer-songwriter stuff, not as experimental, mm-hmm. but she's coming with him and has a really interesting voice, really interesting arrangements. We have a sound bath and aromatherapy experience where someone is coming to do crystal bowl mm-hmm. sound bath healing.
Okay.
And then they're also going to be making essential oil-type body sprays and stuff. So that's something that's not music.
Yeah.
But it is sound.
Yeah, and I'm sure the space is very conducive to
mm-hmm.
it.
Yeah, for sure. I haven't received yet from Josiah. We do have the Edison Jazz Fest that's happening both in late March and April, but I don't have the artists yet, but I'm sure they're coming soon.
Okay.
So check out the website for that.
Sure.
There's a group called the Bremens from the early 1990s that was around here.
Okay.
That formed at Western, and they're doing, I want to say, a 35-year reunion show at the Clover Room.
Yeah, okay.
The end of
Have they been
March.
Performing all this time, or
no,
are they just getting the band back
they're
together?
They're just getting the band back together.
Oh, wow, okay.
So they're on March 29th and 30th. They sold out the 29th show in about 8 hours, so we added a second show. So if anyone remembers the Bremens from the early 90s and you want to do a little throwback concert, check that out. We have Kate Highnote Trio on April 5th. She's from the east side of the state, coming with her trio. John Showman and Chris Kuhl and Laurel Primo, folk artists.
Mm-hmm.
John and Chris are out of, I want to say Toronto. I know they're from Ontario. I'm not sure. I think it's Toronto.
Okay.
They reached out because they know other bluegrass artists in town that they've been connected with, and they said, hey, you should check out the Clover Room, and they're amazing banjo mandolin duo, wonderful vocal harmonies. And then Laurel Primo has been on the scene for a long time. She does all kinds of different early folk music, singing.
Mm-hmm.
I think she plays slide, lap, guitar, and fiddle, and all kinds of stuff. She's wonderful.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Oh, no. I mean, we have so many things. You just check
you
out
do.
The website. We have a new Young Artists Showcase series starting back up that we had last summer. It's
okay.
going to come back. A lot of Kalamazoo Academy of Rock musicians participate in that series, which is great.
Okay. Yeah. And if you're an artist that is looking for this type of venue, because this isn't for everybody,
right?
It sounds like.
Yeah.
But it does sound like there are certain genres of music or artists who would really appreciate being in the Clover Room. How do they do that? How do they get a hold of you? I know you sound booked, but I'm sure there are people out here that want to connect.
Oh, for sure. And we're usually booking about 3 to 4 months out.
Mm-hmm.
So we have had artists say, hey, I'm looking for a show in 3 weeks. And I'm like, oh, I'm really sorry. But, you know, three to 4 months is more like our schedule right now.
Okay.
I imagine if we keep doing what we're doing, it'll be more like a 6 month to 1 year
wait out. Yeah. Okay.
They can go to our website, thecloverroomkalamazoo.com, mm-hmm. and then on there's an email address, which is just thecloverroomkalamazoo@gmail.com right now.
Okay.
So reaching out through email is best.
Mm-hmm.
You can reach out on social media. That's fine. I don't always see it, though, because we have another person that kind of runs our social media, so it has to
sometimes
go through another person before it gets to me. So just send an email to
thecloverroom@gmail.com. Yeah, to be able to book the space. And mm-hmm. if you're not a musician and you want to book the space, sounds like for other things, for readings, for talks, for...
Yeah, for private...
Events, private events.
We've got graduation parties coming up. We do a lot of birthday parties, big 50th, 60th parties. We have someone graduating from Western out of the School of Design, and she's going to have a graduation party there, so...
Very cool.
Yeah.
I've been speaking this morning with Corey Summers. She is one of the co-founders of the Clover Room over there in Jericho at the Edison neighborhood. What's the website again to get tickets?
The cloverroomkalamazoo.com.
Cloverroomkalamazoo.com. Check it out. Thanks for being on, Corey.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.